Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would like you to like open up to us and tell us about either the Boo Ray game or whatever the hell happened in the locker room.
Like it wasn't gambling. I came. They were already gambling. My first comment. How much y'all broke playing for? I started off the conversation like that. But you know, my man Javar is he's just down. You know, when you lose it,
you're
taking them L's, and that's how it was. He's taking them L's, and I'm over there, pop, pop, yep. pop, pop, and that's where it came from. I just didn't like the way he was talking to the team. Like, yeah, man, y'all, I didn't like that. And then he was like, man, you, like you, I'll shoot.
Oh.
The competitive kicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see this.
I got to see this.
I'll bring them for you. I want to see you do this.
Oh.
But just in case, I'm not gonna have no bullets, and you're gonna have to go get your own bullets.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite the skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. Look in the pass bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class.
Yeah.
And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot, 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 hot.
These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
It's NBA playoffs. I ain't going to get into who was knocked out, eliminated. Y'all already know it's going down as one of the greatest NBA playoffs that we've ever seen. New customers, download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. Bet $5. Get 150 in new bets, free bets, if you win, right? That same game parlays, get your phone, download the app. And I'm gonna teach you how to do same game parlays and also stack your bet and make your bet bigger. DraftKings Sportsbook is the partner and it's the app. She's downloading that right now. And she better use promo code ATHLETE, all right? Get in the game, make it rain.
DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay. I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
Maybe mom and dad were right when they told me this wouldn't be nothing.
Oh, is it confidence or confusion? Either way, I feel like I ain't never losing. Your opinion on how you know just what I'm choosing. I gotta do this. Cause I can't fall asleep at night without seeing my dreams. Delusion
and reality, I'm somewhere in between.
Alright, so on the show today, I got a special, special guest on I Am Athlete. First of all, we got Pac-Man, we got the boss man, B. Marsh. But they're not the stars today, right? They're not the stars today. We got Gilbert Arenas, AKA Agent Zero, one of my favorites, on the court for sure, big trades, and off the court, right? Most people might not understand you, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can get wild, it can be a little messy. So we wanna know, are you just misunderstood or are you a little messy?
I'm misunderstood because I play the game. I know you gotta make a splash to be known. You know, it's not always about skills. You know what I mean? You can be very quiet and have all the skills in the world, nobody's paying attention to you. You start putting mouth behind it, Everybody wants to watch you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's where the persona came from.
So you're a troll?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
100. Speaking of troll, let's get to it. Kwame Brown. On quote saying, Kwame Brown, you're a professional exerciser, a big buff bust out doing cardio. What's up, bro?
Now, listen. The problem is this. He got famous on YouTube by going at other athletes, right? Before the Stephen A, before me, Matt, he was quiet, you know, a little tractor trailer doing his little thing, doing what Kwame Brown do, nothing.
Right.
He got fed up, decided he wanted to attack, and got famous off of it, right? Them YouTube checks was coming. He's trying to recreate and trying to change the narrative of who he was when he was younger. You know how we be like, yo, when I was 15, I was doing this and doing it. Until you hear somebody when you was 15 that was with you, like, nah, you wasn't like that.
Like, bro, chill, relax.
That's how it was, like, yo, you was not, like, who you was is who you was. Stop trying to change that narrative.
Right.
You was a bust. You was a bust. But you sucked.
But do you really think he was a bust?
Bust.
Like, what he been trying to say is, look, like, the situation. Look at the situation I was in. And then he compared numbers. He was like, wow, this dude, if I'm averaging 13 points, 8 rebounds, or whatever it is.
Never did that.
Never did that.
That's what he said.
I know that's, listen, I know what he said because that's what he said. That's what he said. Like, yeah, you came to, you know, you got drafted, you had Michael Jordan. But if you look at all those guys at the time, it was like high school kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
High school,
yep.
We were all young. Yeah. All that whole draft was young. So he didn't start. Tyson didn't start. Eddie Curry didn't start.
Paul Gasol.
Jop Diop didn't start.
Right.
Most of those players.
The young boys.
They didn't start.
Yeah.
They did fine. Most of them did fine.
Right.
Like, you blaming your whole career on Michael Jordan you had for 2 years? Come on, bro.
So when he came in, right, was the hype big, though? Like, when he came, was the hype big? Or how was that?
Not necessarily. It wasn't as big as. No, because it was so many young kids coming in. So his name was big, Tyson's name was big, Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
So it was the three of them.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Like their names, like who's gonna be the number one pick,
right?
Tyson was a defensive player.
Yep.
So you knew what you was gonna get. You were gonna get defense.
And he was solid too.
You wasn't drafting him for offense.
Right.
Then you had Eddie Curry, who was probably he was the best offensive player. But he had weight issues. They didn't really know what they were going to get with him. But he was the best player.
He was in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had Kwame, who solid, I mean, freak of nature, you know, 6'11", 255.
He a big boy, though.
Right.
One-on-one, you have him in a one-on-one drill. You got to remember, they all probably played one-on-one. They probably didn't play against each other. So they didn't. Right. You didn't get to see the competition of what's going to happen. Yeah. So you just go off the stats. You see him one-on-one. So, you know, from there, you do the body structure. Like, okay, he's.
Right.
Yeah.
Good feet, big size.
Yeah, he's probably the best one out of all of them. I add this guy with, you know, what I have. Most likely they were trying to trade him because you got Michael Jordan. You had, I think you had Rip on the team.
No,
you probably didn't have. You had Jerry Stackhouse, Larry Hughes, Tyronn Lue. So you had an older team.
Yeah.
So they were probably trying to trade the number one pick
and
bring in, you know, Elton Brand. Makes sense. You have an older team, so he's not gonna play the way he.
But played. you don't think environment matter for, you know, a player. Take it to football. Quarterback get drafted to the Cleveland Browns. Quarterback get drafted to Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Right. You don't think a situation like that could alter or disrupt like the dude's trajectory? You know what I'm saying? So because when you say Kwame Brown playing with MJ, you seen.
Yeah, it can.
The Last Dance.
Yeah, it can slow. Look, it can slow you down. But MJ was there for 2 years. After that, it's all young kids.
Yeah,
it's all young.
New generation.
Like that's what I said. I didn't play the first 40 games. Right, I'm on a bench. I'm getting tortured by my veterans. I'm getting beat up. So I'm depressed. I'm depressed. But that didn't stop me from working.
Right.
They ain't stopping me from getting in the gym.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So. I don't like the excuse though. MJ was picking on me. Didn't get in the gym.
See, but you like
speaking of that.
But you old school though.
How was it though? Like,
see, I wasn't there with him, but I played at MJ's camp, right, for 2 years. So I know MJ's mindset. I was the first person to wave MJ off at the camp.
What you mean?
Bro? I believe it too.
I believe it. I believe it.
He called me Randy Brown.
Randy Gauthier, Randy Brown?
I had 40 the first night, feeling myself, right? Nobody know who I am, right? Feeling myself. He goes like, yeah, you remind me of, you know, playing on my team. Like, I'm like, what?
Like who?
You, Pip?
Right, right.
Yeah, Randy Brown.
Pip? Randy Brown, what?
Randy Brown, number one, the hustler? Right. Oh, I can't wait to the game tonight.
Right.
He ain't never getting this ball back. And that's what I did.
What'd he say?
Nothing.
Never.
You want the ball from me, you better get it off the glass.
That sounds like he was saying.
But that was my mentality.
Right.
So, you know, when I'm going through my struggle, like, you're the number one pick. You gonna get minutes. I gotta earn mine. Mm.
Second round pick.
Joe Johnson didn't even play like that his first 3-4 years.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh. So we don't want to hear you talking about.
Right, right.
About MJ picked on me. Get in the gym. You over there feeling sorry for yourself. The reason I always pretended, because we were all young. Young, MJ's your idol.
Yup.
Most everybody.
But you missing it though, bro. Like I think y'all missing it. Like, you know, y'all old school. I believe in mental health. I believe, like, you know what they say? They say, look, sometimes you don't want to meet, you know, your hero because you might be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to mess up how you view them.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. You just said MJ's his idol. He walk into the locker room and, oh my God, that's MJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then MJ like.
Yeah. No, look.
You understand? You know what I'm saying?
They told me. They was like, yo, MJ was with this man. Like, hey ho, where they coming around that ho? Hey ho, you see I got all these banners up there, ho. What you gonna do for me, ho?
Oh,
yeah, he was big boy. Oh. He was big boy in him, yes.
Yeah.
That was those years. So I understand that.
Wow.
When I got there, it's all like, so I already got the drama, like, okay, yeah. So yeah. I am not even trying to big boy him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. He just didn't work.
He didn't respond. That's probably why MJ was like that though.
But right. He didn't respond. Like, remember, like, you gotta respond. Like, you know, like the alpha, he wants to see who's gonna ride with him.
Right.
Like, if I say something to you and you go out there, I want you, you gonna take it out.
Right.
Oh, man, he said I can't shoot. I'm gonna be in the gym shooting thousand shots. Not going home getting drunk.
Yup. Pouting.
You can tell that you live by a certain mentality, speaking of that. I don't want to get all into the gun thing and the locker room, you know what I mean? But I would like you to, like, open up to us and tell us about either the Blu-ray game or whatever the hell happened in the locker room. You said a lot about it publicly, but you haven't said about the 30 days that you did.
Halfway house.
Yeah. I want to know.
That's tough right there, though.
I be telling them, y'all, let's see.
Like, it's hard, bro, but it's hard when you got everything in the world and you got to go sit in the halfway house.
Nah, see, that's what I say. Y'all going to laugh, man.
Answering phone calls.
Y'all going to laugh because, listen, all right, so y'all can see my personality, right? It didn't have nothing to do with, like, actual gambling. Like, it wasn't gambling. They were already gambling. My first comment, how much y'all broke playing for? I start off the conversation like that. Y'all broke playing for? Because, you know, it's him. He's on a rookie deal, Earl. And then you got JaVale McGee on the break. So they playing $20.
And they know you. So they know you playing. They know you joking.
Yeah. But, you know, my man Javaris, he's just down. You know, when you lose it,
you're
taking them L's. And that's how it was. He's taking them L's, and I'm over there, pop, 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 pop. And that's where it came from. So that's my young boy.
Yeah.
So on the road, you know, I told him, yo, come to my room, order food for my room. You got a little girl with you? Just order, put it on my bill. Right. Don't even worry about it. You know, so
that's your young boy.
Yeah, so I took care of the rookies like that. I just didn't like the way he was talking to the team. Like, yeah, man, y'all. I didn't like that. Like, yo, don't talk to your teammates like that. This money is money.
Stay in your lane, too, right.
You know, $6,000. I mean, that's just gonna hurt your rent a little bit, but that's it. You know what I mean? So I'm still like poking. And then he was like, man, you like you, I'll shoot.
Oh.
The competitive kicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see this.
I got to see this.
I'll bring them for you. I want to see you do this.
Oh.
But just in case I'm not gonna have no bullets. You're gonna have to go get your old bullets.
Did you bring the gun to the locker room with no bullet?
No bullet. They ain't no bullets. I had them brought in. I didn't touch nothing.
Yeah, we understand.
I didn't touch. You know, y'all remember the scene?
I ain't touched nothing.
I ain't fingerprints on nothing.
Right.
Y'all remember the scene with Batman with the Joker, and he was in a hospital with Harvey.
Yeah. Harvey Dent.
And he's holding, he's holding the gun to him and said, pull the trigger.
Yep.
If you notice, he had his hand on, just in case he did, but just in case Harvey Two-Face pulled it, it wasn't gonna go off. So he has his hand on the
trigger. Oh yeah, he did,
He has his hand, that's me. I'm gonna call a bluff, but I'm gonna
let's
make
see if you're really gonna do it.
Right. So that's what that really was.
Did he pull?
No. Even if he did pull, that wasn't gonna go off because he's holding it.
He's holding
I'm talking about in the situation clip. Back in the locker room.
No.
Heck no.
No bullets.
No, there's no bullets in the
gun. I know, but what I'm saying, if you hand him the gun, did he go?
No. Hey, it was my young boy. Like,
speaking of, Job's locked up right now. Have y'all got cool since that situation?
No. Even then, like, I was like, you know, his mother needed, because we wasn't getting NBA checks anymore. So his mother need surgery for her neck. He asked me, because I'm not going to hold it personal.
Bro. That's what's up, man.
I'm not going to hold it personal. I'm not going to hold it. But, like, even then, I took care of him because, you know, everybody, like, nobody wanted to f*** with him at that time. Like, even to this day, I send him cell phones. If you need a new cell phone, he gets them.
Y'all talk.
all the time.
He locked up now, though.
Yeah.
So you still stay in contact with him?
That's what's up,
once a week. It's just like we was teammates. Man, and what you think about this series? He just talked about it. We just talked basketball. All right, man, we're about to have a lockdown, so I probably won't see you. I won't talk to you for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, man. What do you got, 15 years?
20 something.
How was the halfway house?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How was the halfway house?
So once I realized.
30
so
days, right?
No, yeah. So once I realized, like, oh, this is real, I got to start playing my hand the way I play my hand.
Hold on. How many days did it take you? Because they don't understand this part.
I don't.
Like, tell them about the first 28.
You was in jail.
We don't know. But I was in jail. But I can tell you.
The same way as being in the hell.
Right. Probably worse, right?
So the first 3 days are hell. But
so what happens is my thing was in D.C. So I'm like, well, I need to start pulling some strings. I don't want to be in D.C. I want to be in Virginia.
Okay.
Right? So I want to be in Virginia in a halfway house. Virginia because it's close to my house.
Right.
So they give me, it's called, I think, like Pope something. So I had to spend the weekend in jail.
What?
Yeah, so I had to spend the weekend in jail. So with the Weekenders.
Oh, yeah. DUIs, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, like, you know, ticket traffic. Like,
right.
But you know me.
Warrants.
Like, I'm thinking this is like, because I told him, I said, look, if I'm going to get a year, if I get a year, I'm gone. I'm fleeing.
You believe it?
I'm gone. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing no jail. Right. I already seen booty monsters and shit like that on the thing. I'm not playing around with them boys, man. I'm the hell no.
Where you was going?
Cuba, so I'm gone. I didn't care. I got passports. I'm out of here. Flight risk.
Bro, it was only a year.
I didn't care. I told my lawyer. If they say anything about a year, I'm leaving. Y'all ain't gonna find me. And I disappeared. I didn't jump back onto the scene. I was practicing, bro. I didn't come back on the scene until like 4 days before trial. So my lawyer didn't talk. My lawyer didn't talk to me crazy. For about 90 days. I was gone. Just in case. I was practicing, bro. I was practicing how to stay away, just use cash.
So wait, right? wait. So did y'all already, before you, because you didn't, did you go to court?
Yeah,
but I'm saying, so did y'all have anything worked out? Because you know you could.
No, that was the thing that I still don't even understand. I pleaded.
I see you
guilty already,
man,
and I'm
understand.
Like, what the did I plead guilty for to go to jail? I mean, to go to what's the name?
Right. You ain't been sentenced yet, though.
I know,
so
but
that's how I go. You plead guilty, or either you take it to trial.
Give us the class history. Class. It's a tutorial right here. Y'all ain't get it. Go ahead.
If you plead guilty, then your lawyer go in there and say, hey, look. This is why he should not get the maximum sentence and he should get this.
Oh, the right? facts.
So when you're pleading guilty, you basically.
No contest.
Guilty. No contest is really kind of scary because you ain't pleading guilty and you ain't saying you're guilty.
Yeah.
But it's up to the judge.
Right.
Now, if you plead guilty, I can go and make a deal with the DA and then we can present it to the judge.
Almost a community service or something like that.
Does that make sense? So say if you're the DA. He come in and say, hey, look, I'm going to plead guilty, but I don't want to go to jail. I want to do 30 days in the halfway house.
Right.
So that's what they get. Now, he can do that same thing and plead no contest, and it's up to the judge, depending on how the judge feel that day. What I did pled was...
He should start a seminar. Start a seminar, yo. listen. You don't need a lawyer
come to Pac-Man school, I teach you what you need to know. Right? 30 days in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we need to hire you for my lawyer.
Because if you plead the other way, it's up to the judge.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I got my 30 days, then my weekend. So, you know, before the weekend, you gotta prep. I gotta prep.
Right.
Hitting the push-ups.
I got a prep.
Dude, it's crazy.
I don't know what this is. You don't know who in there. Right? You doing burpees. You don't know what's going on.
So they got me in, what is that called, isolation?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But wait, isolation for just the weekend dudes?
PC. Yeah,
I was on PC.
They don't want him around everybody else.
Man, I'm not trying to get raped none of those 72 hours.
But you with the weekend guys, though.
Bro, I don't know nothing.
You asked for isolation.
Yes. I watch TV, bro.
So I'm
in
TV, bro.
So I'm in there.
I'm taking my chance.
So my first
man,
he made $100 million. Hold up, he got to be isolated.
Look at you.
I'm cool with this.
Look at you. Come on, look at me. You 6'4", too.
Look at the muscles, bro. Look at the muscles, bro. You can do that. I don't know what's in there.
Right.
I don't know what's in there.
So what I'm doing is I'm in there the first night, and they got the lights on. So I'm like, yo, my man, can we turn the lights off? They're like, yeah, we don't turn the lights off.
They turn them off.
And I was like, yo, listen, I'm not used to this. I'm privileged. Like, I'm
already. Privileged?
This bed is already. I don't even like this bed. Like, this is. Now you telling me you ain't gonna turn the lights off? So I hear people in there like, Domino.
Wait, what?
Hey, my man, what's over there? Like, they playing dominoes? He was like, yeah. Like, wow, when do I get to go over there? He's like, nah, you in PC. You don't go in there. I was like, nah, man, I want to, nah. They laughing and giggling. Over
Tom.
There, and you turn the lights over there. I bet you turn the lights off. He's like, yeah. He's like, this is for like you, scaries.
Oh, yeah. Like that, scaries.
Oh, nah, oh. Man. Tell my lawyer I want to be over there. Then he already done poked me. So I get in there. Man, I'm looking at winos and all that. Like, oh man, I should have been in this. Now I got my chest over. Right, I'm the biggest thing up in there. Yeah.
They want to ask you questions and all that.
Now, so the food comes. This is the funniest thing. The food comes, right? Dude's like, yo, don't drink the juice, cause you ain't gonna get hard for a week.
What? Get hard?
Why would I?
And we locked
up. Why would I want to get hard in here?
Yeah,
no.
with y'all.
So I'm looking like, so they got this little like rec center, like this little like open space, right? Basketball court. So big buff dude, right? Like buff, big white, just
wait,
buff.
You was hooping in there?
Nah, like I can see him from the window. Like just, like he couldn't close none of this. So he picking the ball up, throwing it, and all you, boom, it's just hitting the backboard. And I'm laughing like, yo. Like he just,
yeah. Like he really shooting.
And out in the middle of my laugh, bro, he turned. I, like a little girl, dropped.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't even knew. I don't want those problems, dude.
Well, look, you know what's crazy about that? I played with Vic for like 6 years. I played with Vic for 6 years, right? And when he came out of jail, I ain't gonna lie, me, Deshaun Jackson, Jeremy Macklin, we all fans. I'm 20 years old. I'm like, oh, we got Vic. So we see him like, what up, Vic? What's up, bro?
Yeah,
all right, you good? All right. I'm like, oh, my Vic. So anyway, we start getting cool with him. We had lunch, you know what I'm saying? He kind of like telling us about like jail and all that. Cause you know, like we never been to jail, but everybody got homies that been in jail and everybody give you these stories like it's this, it's that. So out of everybody else, you know, I'm like him. So I speak my mind, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, man, what's jail hard? Like they act like, what's up, man? You know what I mean? Let me know. So he talked about how he was tough, like just the family part, you know what I mean? He's a good man, love his kids, love his wife and all that type of stuff. So he missed them. Talked about like planes going past and all that, like memories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But give me the good stuff, you know what I mean? Did you see Debo and all that? Did you see all them dudes? He's like, most dudes was cool, because he's Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same way, I'm like, oh my God. I'm sure they was like, yo, Gabriel Reese is in here, you know?
Yeah.
But he talked about he was hooping. He said, yeah, that was nice. You know, Mike, I was dunking and all this and that. He said, so, you know, one time he got fouled. One time he went up and we fouled him. He said, so in jail, it's like everything's like a big thing. So he said he got fouled and he's going down. And he says he's on the ground. He's thinking, like, I got to get up and like showcase that. You know what I mean? I ain't just no pushover. So everybody's like, ooh, right? So he said, Mike said, get up, like, yo, man, you know what I mean? Like, yo, what's up? Like, why you? He said, my head, I'm like, I got to showcase that I'm like that. He said, but I guess the dude, you know, barked back. So now what's the thing? He said some OG from Kansas, you know what I mean? Came over there, right? And was like, nah, you know what I mean? That's Mike Vick, this and that third. He's like, oh, thank God. He said, hey, little dude. So look, we playing the Chiefs in the preseason game. So we all hanging out, me, Deshaun, and Macklin, you know what I'm saying? We hanging out, and we see this dude, gangster looking dude, with a jersey and all that, with a Vic, you know what I mean? So Vic looking, he like, oh, what up, what up? So we like, how you know him? Supposedly, Vic told his uncle, like, yo, you looked out for me, so look, when I get out, I'm gonna see some jerseys, et cetera, et cetera. And that was the dude's like cousin or something like that. Oh, you know what I mean? I say, yo, that's why people need to know Mike Vic is the realest dude ever. You know what I'm saying? Because he went to jail and he left. He had to talk to that dude. He signed another $100 million deal.
I did.
But this shit. He got out of there. I'm good.
My 30 days, I was a hustler. I was like, man, I can run a prison. Because the stuff I was doing at the halfway house, I'll wake up at like 5 o'clock when the change machine, the vending machine guy, and I'll put $20, $40 in there, get all the quarters. Got all the quarters because it needed quarters for like all the snacks and shit. So I got all the quarters. Right? So I got all the quarters.
So now you got all the power. You get all the power. I'm like, yo, quarters, hey, you got all the power.
75 cents for the dollar. 75 cents. So we was only allowed to keep like $26.
Yeah. He bored. He in there bored.
I got 180 on me.
Yo, he in there hustling the boys like that. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. I don't got no friends. I'm just trying to figure out who's who. And so then I had an old dude as a roommate, and I already told people, I said, listen, my sleep habits is different. You know, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, I'm wide awake. I don't want to interrupt this dude. Now we got to fight. I got to beat the old dude up. He might as well just put me by myself. So I'm making up all these excuses. So they finally gave me my own room. Boy, I'm in that change, man.
After this dude made $100 million getting these boys.
And then what ends up happening is I have, like I do community service. So I had to do community service. So they messed up on the time. So they messed up on the community service time, right? So it took 3 hours to get there, 3 hours to get back when this shit was only 20 minutes away.
Right. Mm.
So I'll go do my 20 minutes. So I go home, and then I go home to the kids' prison. And then from there, I go back home. Got my little girl, like, it was nothing normal. I ain't got to be there till about 7 o'clock.
That's how they beat on house rest. That's how they
beat. So that's how it was. So I'm chilling at the house most of the time. So the little halfway house ain't really doing nothing. It wasn't really like that because I was never really there.
So in that situation, right, you know, in the locker room, and then you go to the halfway house, because you wild, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely wild. You wild. And now you say, like, troll, like a lot of people, like, I mean, athletes, we train to eliminate distractions and stay away from all of that stuff. But you lean into it.
He thrives on that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying all that to say this or to ask you this question. Did you learn anything from that situation? Mm. Or did it shape you or mold you?
Okay, look at that.
I learned how to get them coins.
Yeah, right.
For 3 days.
No, like,
I'm saying, but the whole situation, like, you know, I mean, that was a big deal, right? Like, you go through.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, just the whole gun situation.
You ever look in the mirror and be like, man.
About 30 days and a half.
I'm talking about just this, period. Because like you said, like some people just fear. It's like, I don't give a damn what anybody say about me, what they think. This is who I am. And then sometimes you look in the mirror and be like, damn, I could have done that differently. You know, or damn, let me look at this situation.
Yeah, it was more, it's when I look back, it was like, I wish I didn't put my teammate in that situation to make a decision like that. Like me, I can get myself out of it, the star player. But, you know, to make my rookie, you know, react the way the show, like, no, I got to stand up to him.
Right.
You know,
are
they going to look at me like I'm weak?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, like, I regret putting him in that situation.
Right.
Other than that, I did dumb shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, with Nick Young,
Swaggy P.
It was a paintball and BB gun fight in the locker room. And there's a meeting going on about guns and weapons. And I walked right in the meeting with his BB gun, looked him dead in their face. Pop!
Oh, he crazy.
What they gonna do? They ex-NBA. Nobody care about what they talking about.
Wow.
I didn't like. I always challenged the NBA people.
Like authority.
Those authority. Because it's like, what are y'all really here for? Y'all don't do nothing. Y'all don't say nothing that's important. That y'all talking about financials to a bunch of 19 and 18 year olds who never had money in their life.
That's true.
That doesn't translate. You're talking about.
And the bare minimum. Y'all talk about this. The bare minimum about finances.
Like, I'm trying to process this thing. I'm trying to wait till I get that check where I'm getting dressed so I get this money.
Right.
You know? Y'all talking about, like, the groupies and stuff? That's what we looking for.
Yep, yep. That's why we came here.
I went to the league so I could get all the girls. I get to talk to Rihanna. Like, that's all I'm getting drafted for. Like, I'm not trying to listen to nothing you
said. You talked to Rihanna?
No. That's what our brains are talking about. Think about Brittany Griner.
At Delta, we know Mike and HC prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Was it Brittany? You know, like there was that, she was at
Brittany
Jackson State? Jacksonville yep. State?
Oh, no, that, oh. Them, right. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to be her DM. Yeah.
That's where we go. So what y'all talking about does not even translate. Right. Y'all are so outdated. So I never listened to shit they were saying.
Right.
So I always around in those meetings.
Now speaking of you brought women up, right? So like yourself, I had a situation with my son's mother, right? Back and forth on Twitter, all that type of thing. Now we a little better, right? He's older, better space. How about yourself? I see you had a situation with your kid's mom. Are y'all better now? Or is that like co-parenting?
No, we just got the same kids. Okay. No, we just parent the same kids.
But listen, when that was going on, this is the immature. This is the immature me.
Yeah.
Man, I had my popcorn, man, reading all the text messages, all that, everything. Instagram and all that.
That's one thing I'm still gonna stay immature.
That's
now.
Why he was so he's so petty on that. Can we speak on that real quick for the viewers that might have missed it? Show him how petty you really was, okay, if you don't mind.
Look, I'm still in my...
If you don't mind, brother.
I'm still in the NBA, like I don't know if I'm playing, I don't know if I'm going back. I'm still trying to protect my image. I'm not on Instagram like that. You know, it's all, you know...
Small stuff, yeah.
So we break up, and then...
Oh, it's showtime when you get
it back. Was cool, her breakup, like, she on the red carpet, titty hanging out, you know, like...
Cats looking, ain't you
me? Ain't bothering me. I'm good. You're right. Single, ready to mingle. Cool.
Right.
Soon as I won, joint custody. Oh, it was hell.
Oh, wait, so you didn't have joint custody at first?
No. So when I broke up, we had to go through the process.
Oh, right. Okay. No man gonna get joint custody unless you go to court.
You gotta go to court.
I know, but I thought they worked it out first. Because I got joint custody with my son.
You had to go to court.
Okay, yeah.
So,
right.
She wanted $244,000 a month.
A month?
Yeah. And then I see the children one day out of the month supervised. So the judge was like.
He was a good father, right?
Yeah. He was a good father when y'all was dating. Now he only gets one day.
There you go.
Nah, I don't believe it. He's retired now. He has the time. We're going to see, joint custody every Wednesday, every other weekend. That right there whatever money, she didn't do the money, so whatever money she was looking for, that automatically
got
gone. Sliced. Gone.
Right, yep. Right. Yep.
So from there, she went in punch mode, right? Trying to get a, she tried to get a domestic violence case. I got my hands up, camera showing.
You mean, playing defense. Like, he playing right, defense. Slide right, his feet.
Hands up. Right. I'm running that motherfucker. Right. So the judge then said, if you do something like that again, told her, if you do something like again, we're gonna put a restraint on you.
Mm.
Right. A couple weeks later, they end up she got one on her. Right. But she was making me look bad in the media, and I'm like, you ain't even doing it right.
You ain't even doing it right.
Look bad, but in a funny way. So I changed my name from Gilbert Arenas to the Agent Zero show.
Right.
I'm gonna make this a show. I'm about to barbecue back. All the ladies hate me anyway.
Right, right.
Nah, might right. as well just double down. So that's where that came from. And then that's when like that no chill was going out. So I'm no chill deal.
Yeah.
So I just kept coming. Like whatever you say, I'm gonna just gonna double it and triple it and just keep smacking at you. And we're gonna see who wins.
Bro, you spend hours going back and forth.
Yeah, it's consistency. Yeah. Everything is consistency. Like, you know, like even with like any like group out there that's trying to like get rid of you, just be consistent in you. Like they want you to apologize.
Right, right, right,
like,
right.
Backtrack. No.
That's what I said.
I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say it even funnier and just gonna keep irritating you.
The $240 a month. Right? Did she break it down? Because they usually break it down. Why she needs this? Tell us that, or you don't want
so
to?
So it goes off. So when you're in California, it goes off a Disso Master.
Okay.
So it's about how much you make.
Right.
Per check. Yeah. So it's you put the number in, and that's what spits out.
Okay.
So, so somebody like Puff Daddy, you know, if he's making, you know, $50 million a year,
right.
He looking at damn near. You know, $500,000 a month.
And y'all wasn't married, right?
Nah.
Y'all okay.
So this is just child support.
Right.
So from there, same you up. Gotta talk. So their job is to talk it up, your job is to talk it down.
Right.
And then the judge tries to see through the middle and say what everything is worth.
Yeah, that was definitely a show, though. I don't know if you must have missed it.
No, I seen it.
But that was the fight. So people's like, yo, why y'all ain't stop fighting? I said, it ain't me. Once they gave me joint, I don't need to fight no more.
Right.
Because I offered her $10,000 a month. Plus she keeps the house, and I'll pay for the kids' school and all that. She's like, that she's gonna take her chances. And when she took the chance, she got barbecued. Now she's trying to get back what I originally offered her. And I'm like, no.
So if you don't mind us asking, so where did it leave at? Like the number?
So they gave her 20, get out my house, give back the call.
20 a month.
Yeah. I bumped it up 15 more, leave me alone. I said, I'll throw in 15 more K.
So 35.
So 35 and I pay for the kids' school.
And keep the car.
So
or
basically,
no?
the 35
right.
is for you.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to do
right.
nothing.
That's a great right, deal. Right, 35
right,
stacks.
Right.
Exactly.
Did she work anything? Did she do anything?
No.
I know she's pretty.
But that's what I said. After I gave her the 35.
That's a job. Being cute is a job now.
Listen,
but
after I gave her the 35, she filed for full. That all the drama came after I gave her 35.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because she figured, if he gave me 35, I can go back right, and we can bounce off that. Yeah. And that's what the fight. So I'm fighting to be a father.
That's the worst
she's
part.
She's fighting against it. So she's telling her, I'm taking him to court so he can be a dad.
Right.
I already have joint in every other Wednesday and every other weekend.
I've been
You'd want one day so that money can go back.
That's crazy. And you had four, Tori, mm-hmm. right? That's crazy, bro.
So
that's a good dad. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's but normal dads go through but when you break up with a baby mom or someone, a significant
Yeah, but y'all got it. You got to get to a point where y'all could.
Nah.
Like.
You don't ever see it happening.
Co-parent?
No. So I have, they call it a stay away clause. So technically, I can use it anytime I want. So if I'm somewhere first, she's not allowed to come 200 yards. You know, they be doing
us. Yeah, they do that.
I got one against her. So she's not allowed to text, email, or call me.
Yeah, I know about all that. But I'm saying, though, like, it got to get to a point. You ain't.
What is the bit?
What do he need her for to take care of?
The kids get older. The kids get older. It gets easier, bro.
Then that was my whole thing. What do I need you for?
The kids.
I don't need you for the kids.
Well, the kids, y'all, seeing y'all together, though. The kids seeing y'all together, like, healthy. Healthy.
That's what they use. See, they use, like, a father who wants to be a real father. They use that against you.
Yep.
Not all, but they use that against
you.
Most of them. That is the thing. So I need some new Pampers. I need $30,000 for the new Pampers.
Right, there you go.
No, you can't see the kids.
I'm saying about their kids, they don't care about them. They let them do what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying everybody got to do some work. What I'm saying is, hey, we're going to exchange the kids. And it's like, hey, how you doing? Everything good? You but, know, just cordial. Well, y'all can't I'm be cordial. Like,
I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all.
He definitely can't be cordial.
No. He told you he petty.
I'm saying, let me use, I have a baby mama. I'm gonna use a prime example. I went through all that, what you're saying. But once I agreed to the number that I'm paying her, hey, look, when I'm coming to pick up the kids, I pick up the kids get in the car, 9 times out of 10, I just open the door, let the kids come out. Yeah. I have nothing to say to her. Yeah. So why do we have to be cordial with her when it's already structured the way
it is? Probably the neighborhood.
The
kids
already know what it is. My dad and my mom, they don't fuck with each other. They separate. But my daddy loved me. My mama loved me. They making whatever happens so I can see both.
Yeah, that put a lot on the kids though.
Yeah, no. So I pick my kids up from school.
The kids love both of their parents.
If it's unhealthy, but what I'm saying though, it should get to a point where it's cordial, right? Where you be like, yo, hey, how you doing? Everything good? You know, the kids see that interaction. It don't got to be nothing crazy, but healthy.
For the most part, I pick my kids up from school and drop them off at school. So for the most part, I never really had to deal with her.
Right.
Yeah. And your kids are older now, right?
Yeah.
What ages?
16, 15.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, they grow. 12,
they big kids.
But even before then, no. Like, I'll be at a game. She can tap me on my shoulder.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah, she'll be, hey.
Oh, you still on that. Oh, he's still on
Name
that.
Your top five petty people in the world.
You number one.
Oh, 50, yes. Who you look up to? Okay. Name the petty people that you look up to. who you study?
Like 50, all you do is you got to look up to 50. Yeah. That's it. That's
all you 50 to 1. 51.
You study, what do you love about
Kanye's
50?
Kanye's petty.
Kanye's both, though. Because sometimes Kanye be like, you know, I'm sorry. I want the best for Kim.
But
and then he might.
But that's part of the rich around.
Right.
Drake petty is
Drake.
Drake is petty. Who's a petty troll?
The game.
Is Game petty?
Yeah. 6'9".
He don't count. Yeah.
He don't count.
Come on, man. He like a kid. I don't count.
I know.
Give me somebody else. Come on.
Somebody older?
Yeah, somebody legit. He's not legit. We can't.
Like, do you study them like you studied, like, you know, Kobe and them boys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's some of their...
You see,
yes, sir.
Donald Trump? Like, you got to see what works. Like you,
yeah. 50 the best at it, bro.
Yeah, 50
troll you to make you cut somebody, fire somebody, and he pick him up.
Pick him up.
Yeah. And he hire him. 50 is best at it. He my favorite.
So he got of all time. Team, though.
You gotta put him in your top.
I'm not petty. Nah, I'll just keep it 100. I'm not petty. See, they be carrying everybody's feelings. I'm a good person. I love people, but I'm honest.
A lot of people don't like you then.
I mean, I think a lot of women like me. I think dudes, they respect me more than they like me. What would you say?
I like you.
I think dudes
Shady,
respect
I like
oh,
you.
Oh, no, wait, hold up.
You my boy.
You and your homies was hating them at the Pro Bowl.
This madness, bro.
Yeah, they might not like me. I don't know.
The running backs, he made his first Pro Bowl. He keep bringing this up. He made his first Pro Bowl. And, like,
had a lot
usually,
of
like,
bowls,
the old heads is the ones, like, you know, they chilling. Young dude, first Pro Bowl, go do all the work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He flipped it.
Yeah, I'm
so he's sitting on the sideline, big earrings, probably the same earrings, pads flipped up.
Yeah.
Looking like AB, like AB took all this up. He on the sideline.
I'm him, right?
No cleats, sneakers.
Oh, he big.
And so you had like all the top running backs, like, who do you think he is? I was in the mix of that, but they wasn't starting.
I was starting. He could answer this because he knows. He went from second round pick, right?
There ain't no rules to that.
But hold on.
In the Pro Bowl.
But hold on.
It's different.
No. There's a starting running back that gets the most votes.
Don't matter.
Oh, that's the way he sees it. Mm-hmm. But the real way, right, the legit way is the starter. The same thing with basketball. Get the most votes, he's the starter. They named the starters first.
Uh-huh.
I was one of them. Was you one of them? I don't know if he...
Yes, I was.
No, he was. But what I'm saying is, so similar to you, right? There's dudes that got names, but you jumped on the scene. Real talk.
Yeah.
Right. He went second pick or second round, or like 31st, 30. That's terrible. Excuse me. That's terrible, bro. That's like, can't. No.
Put it this way.
But hold on. So then you get busy and you jump on the scene quick. He jumped on the scene, then he starts talking. He's ball on the court and he's talking. Yo, I'm nice. I'm this and that. My favorite player, you know, is Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. I remember he talked about how, yo, I'm going at Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean?
You dropped 60 on Kobe.
Come on, man. Like people weren't doing that.
Love Kobe.
Yeah.
So speak on that, like, your mentality as far as being from a nobody to agent zero to now I'm balling, now I'm somebody.
But you know, it's all mentality.
Yup.
You know, like, when we're in sports and we're on teams, our natural instinct is to fit in.
Mm.
Right? To be liked.
To be liked.
Greatness doesn't want to be liked. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
that was nice.
Nobody liked Kobe Bryant, Nobody like it's funny when everybody is like, yeah, mama, everybody had a mama mentality. Everybody hated the mama mentality. Yeah. Y'all hated that he thought selfish like that. Right. Now it's okay. Now it's like everybody, we mama
that is mentality. That is true. Right. He started being cool his last year. Right. He started being cool to everybody. Yeah. He's smiling. I never seen Kobe smiling.
Yeah, because he was winding down. Now the competitiveness is out. You know, slapping players, like trying to get a reaction to see who's gonna fold, who's not. Telling everybody, man, take my shoes off. You ain't balling like that. Take them off. That's what greatness does. Greatness wants to challenge everybody, right? So nobody really likes it when it's in the locker room. That's that arrogant dude.
MJ,
because you came off
MJ
arrogant. You came off arrogant too.
Yeah,
and I loved it. I love it. He's sure of himself.
Me is this. I put so much work in, right? After hours, before hours. I'm there 6 o'clock. We practice at 11. I'm working. So I didn't practice with you, then y'all leave, and I'm practicing. I'm not going home.
Where'd you get
home.
That from? Because that's not talked about. I didn't know your work ethic was like that.
Fear of what?
Fear of, I got 2 years. Yeah. I got 2 years. I can't do what y'all do. Y'all got 4 years. You know, Jason Richardson, he just bought an S500. Like, I don't got that luxury. Like I spent all my money pre-draft any goddamn way, so I don't have nothing.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I should have stayed in college basically, because I was like a little god there. You know, so here, you know, grown men, they playing, I'm sitting on the bench in the same suit every game. I'm glad we wasn't on TV. Because I got the same rusty suit every game, right? Every game, same suit. We playing 5 games in a row, same suit, all of them. Right? So I don't have no leverage. So all I can do is I got 2 years to try to get another contract.
Oh, wow. That's why I said the fear.
So okay. I'm spending 5, 7, 10 hours. I'm not going to bed like bags under my eyes. Tired. I'm getting thousands, but that's why I turned it over so fast.
Yeah.
And then that's what I realized. If you go by the NBA schedule, you ain't going to be good. Mm. See, our schedule's not like y'all's. Y'all wake up in the morning.
Y'all got more time, right? Y'all got more time off?
We practice, if we practice,
right,
from 11, and I'm mentally done by 11:45.
What? Like walkthroughs type of thing?
Like, we out of there about
12. We go to the field at 11:45.
But they had back to
lunch.
They had back to
lunch
at 11:45.
We got to walk through dinner practice.
But they had back to back games and all that.
Yeah, we out there 12:30 with, you did rehab, all that by 12:30.
What?
So hour and a half, you done with everything.
Our day getting started.
You practice. If y'all didn't listen to the Lakers, it was like, yeah, they had 18 practices this year.
That's what it.
If y'all watch the game, what we practicing on?
Right.
James Harden, y'all, you know what I'm about to
my
do.
My Sixers, don't get me started.
What I'm about to do. We don't need to sit in practice for an hour for me to chuck this. Y'all know what I'm going to do.
Because he says about the Lakers, right? Now, you'll do that speech to your mind, right? And I want to know, because I'm a sports fan, right? What's up with the Lakers? They trying to blame everything on Russell Westbrook, and I'm a fan of his, right? Is a lot of that his blame? Why they not doing well?
No, you got a guy who. It's like more of like just any position player, right? If you become a third option receiver when you used to be in the number one.
Oh, okay.
Right. A good way and to now put you're it. Third, and now your brain has to try to process certain
how to fit in. Sorry.
You're trying to fit in. Like you got trait. Like I remember, you went there. You're still a number one option, but now you're a third option on this team, getting less catches, running the same routes. Like, you know, and everybody's like, "Yo, you ain't doing what you've been doing." Yeah, because I'm not getting the passes like I used to. Right. And that's how Russell is. Like he's the third option now. Mm. LeBron is the ball handler. Like this man averaged what 17? Was it 18? 17? 8-8.
Right. Yeah.
Being a third option, but he getting booed every night.
Yeah.
Mentally, that'll do
something.
So
you're saying it's not as bad as people
think? It's not as bad as people think, but because if they won and he sacrificed like that, he's the perfect.
Awesome. Yep.
He's
looked that great.
If they won, he's great. Oh, he sacrificed. He did. But the fact that they're losing is like, oh, no, it's your fault. 17-8-8, what's this? You told me I couldn't average 30, 10, and 10.
Right.
I got to pass the ball. I got to get the ball up.
So what do they do moving forward? Because
But it's like a new coach. You got to remember, if a new coach don't look at you guys and know how to play you guys together, you guys are bumping against each other.
Yep.
But ain't LeBron the coach, though? I just feel like in the NBA, y'all got more power, right? Mm, so there's a couple dudes, KD, the same thing. Y'all sit down, Steph. How are we going to make this work together? So, yeah, you got the coach, but at the end of the day, you got two ball-dominant guys coming together. So, all right, well, who's going to sacrifice? Okay, Russ, you're going to sacrifice, right? So you're talking about a coach, but I feel like y'all have more ownership in what happens on the
they
court.
Do.
On
they
the
do.
Court, on the court. Okay, y'all so do. It's like Brady, right?
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has certain type of receivers that he likes.
That's true.
Right.
So it's a type that he likes. Well, that's the same thing with LeBron. There's type of players he likes.
LeBron got more pull, though.
Well, then when you bring in someone that's a superstar type that Brady has not, like, been used to, never played with, has a whole different style, it kind of conflicts a little bit. It's not like Philly when they changed
Chip Kelly.
When they put the two backs, it was like a gun, gun.
You talking about
when they had Vic.
You didn't even know he was there, didn't you?
Yeah, they had to change that offense a little bit.
Oh, you ain't know that? Hold on. I'm the all-time rusher of all time. You got to know
25,
that.
25, right?
Yes, me.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't know that. So you want to play around.
That's what I'm saying. How you change the offense for Vic to, like, they didn't do that in Lakers. They didn't change it for Russell.
You don't think LeBron okay that? You saying Brady in the comparisons, right? Like, when I look at it, it's – Brady had control because my last year with the Bucks, we had the championship. Mm-hmm. He had control, but he didn't have LeBron James control.
No,
yeah,
no, but it's still playbook. You're coming in with a playbook. If you're not a coach that knows how to tweak your playbook for a certain player,
right?
It kind of
I agree with that.
You're trying to make him fit into a role that Caruso fit in.
Okay.
Rondo fit in.
Right.
You know, KCP fit in.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Not
okay.
None of them.
Yeah, I get you saying.
So you have to, as a coach, put plays in just for him.
So what are they doing moving forward?
Off, you can put these plays in for him.
So what are they going to do moving forward? Well, hold on. First off, I know they only play 8 games together.
New coach.
Before we go there, it worked. It worked in Brooklyn, right? James Harden. Everybody said James Harden. He got ball dominant. He got to do this. He going to do that. He sacrificed. He don't play D. He did that the first year. Now, granted, they only played 8 games together. You know what I mean?
Did he play D?
He did sacrifice, bro. He was playing great D, and he was distributing the ball. Here go KD. And when Kyrie was playing that first year, here you go, Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? So it did work.
But who did the ball get? Now think about it. Kyrie's the point guard, so Kyrie sacrificed.
No, James Harden was the point guard.
But he sacrificed. He started playing the two. You're right.
Remember,
he started playing the
Kyrie
two.
Kyrie is the – before James, Kyrie's the main point.
Yeah.
So he's like – James, but you play point, I'll play two.
Yep.
Instead of saying, James, you to play the two and I'll play the point.
Yeah.
Knowing that if we put James at the two, he's not a spot-up corner guy like that. Even though
he needs the ball.
He's not like a young Melo where Melo going to post up and do all backdoor. Yeah. So he's like, I'll do the two so I know how to move. You can play the point because you're used to it.
So you're saying Kyrie was the one to actually sacrifice.
He sacrificed being ball dominant.
Okay, so before we finish that conversation, let's finish the Lakers.
I need my Sixers.
That's where we go there. So what do the Lakers do, bro? Because Russell Westbrook's still on the team. LeBron James, he ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? How do they make it right?
First of all, you got to get a coach that knows how to use talent. That's why, you know, have you always noticed the greats always wanted certain coaches? Because they look at the coach like, okay, Jordan had... Jordan, Pippen, Rodman.
Yep.
So he has to be a certain coach that can deal with those type of personalities.
Yep.
You got to remember, certain coaches deal with certain personalities. They know how to talk to certain players to
get
them
out of it.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care what you do off the court, Dennis. You want to party?
We'll give you a day off.
You want to go to Vegas the day before?
Yeah, right.
Like, when you come back, I know how to. Yep. I know what you need versus penalizing you for that. And some coaches do that.
That's right.
You're off the court, they penalize you on the court.
Right.
Not knowing this is. This is real why rap. I'm partying like this because I put so much energy into it. And that's why certain players need certain coaches. Right. And that's why it's like a coach can go to a player and mess his whole game up because that coach
Chip,
is
Chip
just,
Kelly.
He's just a clash. Yeah. He just clashes against. That's why people like I like player coaches.
Yeah.
Because they play. They
and
know,
they know.
They know.
Yeah. Speaking of Brun right now, you think Brun and his son to play together?
Yeah, because that's his next goal. That's like the ultimate thing that no other athlete can say they did.
Bro, yeah, he can do everything.
Yeah,
Bro, do everything.
Who?
The Griffin.
Griffies.
Griffin.
Bro, he do everything. Junior,
but for basketball, I mean for basketball.
Like, I just want to know how does Bron get that done? There's a lot has to happen for them to play together.
You reckon it's 2 years?
Hey, what are you gonna go and say?
No. The Bronny's gonna be a senior this year, so
2 years.
I think the rule gets lifted.
You think?
I think the rule is lifted where you can come straight out of high school.
But can Bronny do
he'll
it?
Be able to
is
go.
Bronny nice enough to do it?
He's still tapping it. Like he's still so raw. He's tapping into what
I
he
said
is.
That.
Like he's still like, he's not defined into a player yet because he's still growing.
He's still young, yeah.
Still kicking in. Like if I'm them, it's one of those guys like you can John Morant him. Like he's one of those type of athletes, you know, at this point.
What
put
does
him
that
at the
mean?
Point, put him at the point and just let him do him and see what you get. Right. He can shoot the ball.
He shoot the ball very well.
Has the same IQ level, plays defense, jumps, so he is a pro.
So you're saying he'll be ready in 2 years is what you're saying?
Well, it's not like, so basketball is not like football. It's not, we don't have to be ready when we get there.
It's potential though, right?
It's potential.
Yeah,
so
okay. Yeah.
When you're younger, 18, 19, you want to be all-star level by 20, 21, 22.
Okay.
So usually it takes us 3 years to start tapping into our ability.
Yeah, they be so young. Right. They be drafting dudes that's not that good, but they later on, they become
like, damn, who?
Yeah, Joker.
So like it's like three, like so three, so basically
the
by
ball.
your third year, you're supposed to be tapping into whatever you're gonna be.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're 18, by 21, you should be showing that you're gonna be an all-star.
Man.
Like, just showing that you're gonna be an all-star level get you paid $120.
That's true. A lot of dudes get paid like
you ain't even gotta be an all-star yet. Just 18 to 21, you pushing 19, 20. Oh, they gonna try to max you out.
Right.
So, are we done with the Lakers? Cause I gotta talk about my Sixers.
Yeah.
Can we? What we gotta do,
trash?
Bro? Like we got the MVP. We got the MVP. Don't say no more. But look, they robbed my man Joel Embiid for the MVP. Let's keep it 100. He's the most dominant player in the league, right now.
I agree with that.
And then you know I don't like the trades we did, right? I would have kept Seth Curry. I'd have kept him. But then again, we had to get rid of Ben.
I love Ben.
What's going on?
He gonna be good.
Harden. Because you're a ball player. I want your perspective.
Okay, so y'all start off. This is where Philly went down. When y'all got rid of Jimmy Butler, that was the end of it.
Yep.
Why? Because
Jimmy got that dog in him.
Because he has the dog. So he's really the apex in the locker room. So he's going to hold.
Accountable.
He's going to hold Joel and be accountable of being in shape in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Passing the rock around. Mm-hmm. Don't blame your teammates. That's what Jimmy Butler does. Right? They don't like Jimmy Butler because he holds people accountable.
Yeah.
When you got rid of that, now Joel Embiid becomes Joel Embiid. Now the troll, the comedian, takes over that locker room. Right? So you got to remember, Jimmy Butler holds that in check.
Yep.
So you're not going to make fun of your teammate. You're not going to apologize to him.
Yeah, you're right. That's him. That's Jimmy.
So what happens is with Jimmy out of the way, Joel Embiid is the big force.
Have you seen him mature?
Mentally?
Embiid, yeah. Is he still a troll? He's mature.
But that's his mentality.
He's mature, though, bro. Hold on.
What I'm saying is
he's as mature.
But that's his mentality.
Right.
It's not like football players, right? You guys are matured, right? You guys are mature. Whatever age we come in mentally, that's usually what it is.
NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you tell me you don't see the growth from Embiid. He's grown, bro. Like, he's more serious.
Hey, calm down.
He's cut. No, because this is my sixth. He cut the diet down, right? You could tell But the attitude, you could tell the way he's playing. Like, he playing every game. He ain't on that hurt stuff, that little tweak. He be out for
three. But that's just
that
surface stuff. Like, but you can see, like, the still kid and, like, there's a trade happen. You still, you know, he's still sending out the text messages that have. Like, you mean, he's still doing what he does.
So basically,
is he still on? Because it's my team. I need to know.
Okay, so look.
All right.
Is he still playing or is he not going to be playing?
This is me personally.
That's all I want to hear.
This is my thought process. I'm a Harden fanatic.
We don't hear all that. Let's tell us what's going on.
Harden is a basketball junkie. Right? Right? Basketball junkie. Like, loves to work out. He loves to party, but he loves to work out too. Right? He hurt his hamstring last year.
Right.
The one thing that he loves to do, he didn't do. So when you're talking about like trying to catch the next, like I'm trying to keep, he didn't get to train all last summer because of that hamstring. So right there, he didn't move forward on the pecking order. He stays here. He didn't get to move.
Okay.
He stays here.
Okay.
Now you have his free agency year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tweaked hamstring. The one thing James Harden does not want to do is to go into the summer with a torn hamstring.
Okay.
I think he just wants to get out of this series. Right. That's why, if you heard my comments before playoffs, I said, there's only one team that there's only two teams they can beat. They can beat Toronto and they can beat Cavs if they had to. They're not making that a second round.
But that doesn't make much sense, though. It doesn't make sense because you're saying he just wanted to get through the series. So now we're saying he's done, he's washed.
He's so, not washed.
Hold on, but that's what everybody's saying, mm-hmm. right? So now you're a free agent. Well, he has a player option. He can come back for $47 million,
he can go to free agency.
Opting out. Let's say if he opts out. Who's going to give him a max right now? That's what I'm saying.
No, we not. No, we not.
Morey giving that man a max, man.
Real quick. Yo, in the last 2 years, right, we haven't seen the hard icy watch, all that. This joint with the three, how you do it, all that? All the threes, that's 2 years
bro,
in a row.
Hear me.
And you say he worked out everything I researched and look at, right? All the players always talk about how he's never in shape. His head coach,
yeah.
Players, they say he's never in shape. He plays himself into shape.
But that's usually everybody. When I say training, like he's gonna take 300-500 shots a day. Yeah, he might not be doing the cardio. He gonna get himself in shape like when the season starts. But when it comes to working on his skill level.
Right.
Like he's putting in the work. He's gonna put in the work.
I don't see it, bro.
You don't wash up that fast. So what happened is he has a hammy. It's just like trying to, run a race.
I hope you're right for my team.
He can't take off. He can't do the things he wants to do. And he's not, at this point, he's not going to push it.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Because if he pushes that and that tears.
It's a wrap.
So the future's bright.
That's still a good.
He's still going to be good.
But do you see, no, hold on.
Oh, this dude.
Hold on. Why you do that?
He gonna get paid.
Listen,
you say
you. I don't never see you bite your. He's biting his tongue.
Why you? What does that mean?
Biting your tongue. What is this? I don't know. I'm not used to you doing all that. Tell me what's going on. This is my team. We talking about.
I look at numbers, right? I forget the game itself. I look at games and I see. All right, Philadelphia is taking 68 shots a game.
Okay.
WNBA girls take 83 shots a game. Your opponent is taking 84 shots a game, so. How slow is this offense? You guys can't survive.
Mm.
That's like being a receiver and a running back, and y'all trying to get touch. Y'all got touchdown, and y'all averaging 10 points.
Time of
position. Somebody's getting hurt.
But he plays like that, though. He holds the ball. He does his little joint.
Now think about it. He's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That means less possession. That means Tobias don't eat. That means Maxie don't eat.
That means
him and Joel Embiid is fighting for the same 60 possessions. Like now, if you're playing with Steph Curry, they're taking 89 to 95 possessions. That means everybody gets to eat.
Faster. I don't understand that.
You're going to go
faster.
The tempo
of the game.
So what ends up happening is when you go into the summer, Joel Embiid is going to be like, how do we know they actually like each other? What if this is one of those things where I just wanted Ben gone so bad that I'm taking.
Now you got me thinking. Oh God.
Ben was misunderstood.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, here's why. Here's
thank
why.
You. Go.
I ain't going to talk about it.
We
got to
wrap soon, but done. Hit here, this quickly. Tell them.
Oh, man.
When people talk about mentality.
Can we get shots?
Like when you talk about soft mentalities, right?
Yeah.
You can't say Ben had a soft mentality.
What?
He's a defensive player.
Ooh, preach.
He's a defensive player. What is a defense? We're not talking about Patrick Beverly. We're talking about top five.
He can defense. No, he got defense.
So we're talking about top five. We're talking about all first team. So he's an elite. He is one of two of guards that are defensive players. They're the best.
He is that. He's that.
Soft if you're saying, I want Harden, I want KD, I want LeBron James, I want Jim. He is the guy that's going down shutting these guys
down.
But G, he's not running from the fight.
But Jay, all I'm saying is this though. Like, you're right about that. But my thing with him is, okay, work on your game.
Work on my offensive game?
But little stuff, right? I'm not even talking about you missing a whole bunch of free throws. Don't even talk about that. But just working on it. Stuff like dunking the ball, laying it up, like you can work on that.
But
instead of this mindset of this defensive stuff you're talking about, instead of meeting the match, okay, look, I'm not shooting well, not from three, because I don't hear him shooting on threes, mid-ranges, free throws. Instead of working on my game and get better at that, I watch guys like Capella that can't shoot no free throws and get better each year, small stuff. I'm not asking you to go out there and score 30 points a game. Work on your game,
we're pretending that, like, if you look at him in the summer, have you looked at his summer workouts? You'd be like, oh, this been. That game, that, like, when it comes to the game and those stats count and those fans is booing and he's trying, he plays not to make a mistake on offense.
Yeah, and that's the problem. But that's where you say,
That's true.
Now this is what I say. Look at what they did to Russell Westbrook.
Who's they?
The fans.
What they do to him?
Russell didn't give a shit.
Right.
Boo, I'm going to still shoot it. Right. More boos. His mentality. What's the name of stopping? Like, all right, I'm good. I'm messing the team up tomorrow I shoot. Let me just keep getting y'all the ball.
But he worked on his game too, though. I remember when Kobe Bryant.
You can work on it all you want.
No. Kobe would guard Westbrook at the free throw line. He's at the 3-point line way back. I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
These guys who are bad at free throws, they spend the most time shooting them.
See, on the
Sixers. Ben Simmons probably shooting
On the Sixers, they say otherwise.
You know why? Just like Allen Iverson, right?
He bit his tongue today.
Just like Allen Iverson when he says, we talking about practice?
Right.
Yeah, because I ain't practicing with you scrubs. What are we practicing? Y'all to give me the ball?
Right.
No, I have my own practice schedule. See, but that's why I said it's different. Kobe had his own practice schedule, so people don't want to talk. Talk to some of Kobe's teammates. He'll be sitting on the sideline. Hey, you play me. Now, that's not the way I do it. God damn it. And then he'll put you in the right position of where he...
But they know his work ethic, though.
But he's not practicing with them to do what he does.
That's crazy.
He's coming in at 5 o'clock practicing, working on his individual
game. But they know that, right?
So your team practice ain't an individual.
To end the show, who wins the finals this year?
Top five.
Top five what?
No. I seen something on there that was like, I got ranked 6 in one-on-ones.
Oh, you see? Yeah. Oh, you read your notes, bro.
6 threes and down.
He read
that. Who made that list?
Sports Illustrated?
That was only 6'3".
That's good, though.
6'3" and down.
6'3" players.
But that's respectable.
One?
Yeah,
that's
really
what
good.
I do.
Wait. Let me read the names.
So where you at, Nick?
Wait, let me read the names. All right. We got number 1, Allen Iverson. Do you agree or disagree?
Don't agree.
Ooh. Oh. Number 2, Kyrie Irving. Do you agree or disagree?
Don't agree.
Oh.
Number 3 is Stephen Curry. Do you agree or disagree?
Don't agree.
Number 4, it's Derrick Rose. MVP Derrick Rose. Do you agree?
Derrick Rose 4. That's exactly where I have him, 4.
Okay. Number 5, Chris Paul. Do you agree or disagree?
Nope, don't agree.
I know you're not gonna like this, bro. Number 6,
me.
Gil Arenas.
Like, there's so many criteria to, like, it's the
criteria. Bull crap, I don't want that.
Give me your 5.
To play in one-on-one. How many dribbles? Like, what's the rules?
You give us the rules.
Give us your five first.
Three dribbles. I'm 1 if it's 3 dribbles. Because I'm bigger. I'm a bigger 6'3 than them.
But you're not as quick as a Kyrie. You're not as quick as a D. Rose.
I was one of the fastest in the league. That's what I was. I was faster than everybody. I was faster and stronger.
Yeah, but
that's
D. Rose two guards was fast, had to guard bro. Me. D. Rose
if I had
fast.
He's quick.
Sit you here, I would
yeah,
give you
yeah, a, he's quick so and one, explosive.
So if you're going to do number 1, I would go with Kyrie.
Yes. Okay.
So I go 1A, I'm possibly 1B, depending on the rules.
Okay.
If you give me 3 dribbles, I don't think Kyrie's going to beat me in 3 dribbles. Because he's a combo player.
Mm-hmm.
But he's skilled enough.
Because he dribble a lot and all that.
You gotta remember, he still has to pull up. He's so small. He's smaller.
Yeah. Right.
So none of them are going to challenge none of my shots. So you got to shoot. Number 3, Allen. So I'll be 2, Allen's 3, Rose's 4, Curry's 5, Chris Paul's 6.
Bet.
I like
appreciate
it.
You.
You got to remember, Curry has this.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that.
No, I wouldn't play one-on-one. Right, I won't play one-on-one. Right. That's not his thing.
He doesn't.
He got to go. That's my favorite team. Right. He got to go around. Not 15, yeah, but
like,
the watch.
He's going to bop. Yeah,
he
got to
go around the pick.
Picks
and
all
pick.
That. Yeah,
that's
what
I said. He's
still nice, though.
Moving. Yeah. I got to create space.
Yep.
So one-on-one is like, it's real different.
I'm surprised you got Iverson so low, though.
Iverson 3. He's little.
Today was phenomenal. We got top 5 one-on-one players from Gil. And we got the top 5 most pettiest people in the world from Gil. Appreciate you.
Yeah. No problem.
No chill, Gil.
No chill, Gil. Bro, we could have went for 3 hours with bro.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we can wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class.
Yeah,
and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Hey.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.